Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 9th day of August for 2019. Topping the news today, Calaveras County will soon be in the market for a new auditor-controller. Rebecca Callan, who currently holds the elected position, has announced she's leaving at the end of this month. After serving as auditor-controller for 2 4-year terms, Collins said in a recent interview that she's leaving for a few reasons. One of them is money. She and other elected department heads are compensated around 30% to 40% of the rate of those positions in other nearby jurisdictions. And since she took office, the supervisors have been hesitant to grant increases. Collins, along with other elected department heads, currently make about $54 an hour in Calaveras County. Additionally, Collins said she's had to take on a heavier workload than another auditor-controller normally would due to the rapid turnover rate of county officials. Adding to all this, Collins says that some non-elected department heads in Calaveras County with fewer responsibilities are earning more. Collins will be taking a job with a Modesto firm as an accountant, and has recommended that the supervisors appoint Kathy Gomes, the current deputy auditor-controller, to fill the position for the remainder of her current term, which runs through 2022. And a two-car near-head-on collision at the Highway 4912 intersection sent one person to the hospital and reduced traffic to a crawl. The two vehicles collided just after 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, slowing travel for about an hour, as the roadway was blocked and then officers directed traffic as tow crews removed the wreckage. According to the San Andreas CHP, a Roseville woman was driving a 2017 Kia and had stopped at the stop sign on Highway 49 to turn left towards San Andreas, while at the same time, a Escalon man driving a 2014 Ford Focus was northbound on 49. The woman did not see the Escalon man still in the roadway and pulled in front of him. Both vehicles collided almost head-on, coming to rest blocking the highway. The Escalon man was taken to Mark Twain Medical Center for minor injuries, while the other driver was not injured. Drugs and or alcohol not suspected, and no one was cited or arrested. Well, planning to stay ahead of the game, Calaveras County has announced it's preparing to minimize potential negative impacts of any PG&E public safety power shutoff event with the installation of backup generators at critical sites throughout the county seat. According to Chad Cousy, Calaveras County Emergency Services Coordinator, it's the goal of Calaveras County to continue to provide critical county services during any PSP event. These backup generators will assist in the continued operation of county services during a PSPS. And the summer winds down, and parents and students of the Amador County Unified School District prepare for the upcoming school year. The Sutter Creek Police invites children 5 to 10 years of age to join them today in Mini Provost Park to read a book and talk about safety. Special guests will be members of the Sutter Creek Fire Department. The Sutter Creek PD will also be handing out free National Child Identification Program kits to parents, which include fingerprint and DNA kits. Today's Reading in the Park runs from 10 to 11. And with tonight's Farmers Market in Pine Grove, don't forget, Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program booklets are now available at the Amador Senior Center. The booklets are provided to individuals 60 years of age and older who are on a limited income. The program allows seniors to purchase fresh produce at local farmers markets. Qualified seniors will receive a booklet with 5 $4 coupons redeemable at any Amador farmers market during the season. You can contact Nettie at the Amador Senior Center for more details, 223-0442. And again, a quick reminder, today, starting at 1 o'clock, it's the ARC's 11th annual talent show, We Are the World. You'll enjoy an afternoon of inspirational acts performed by the ARC players. The show will brighten your day by celebrating humanity and human compassion through music, dancing, Love and More. Again, that's 1 o'clock. It's being hosted by the Jackson Rancheria in the Grand Oak Ballroom. The show is free. However, a donation to benefit the ARC's music program is greatly appreciated. For more information, visit arcofamador.org. And I would suggest you get there no later than 12:30 to assure that you get a seat. It's usually standing room only in the Grand Oak Ballroom for this event. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.